In the name of Jesus, our risen Lord, amen. Our gospel reading today, we just sang about, features the disciple Thomas. Christ is risen, right? He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. But not for Thomas. Christ is risen only in talk, not in deed. Unless I see in the hands and the marks of the nails, Thomas says, place my finger into the mark of the nails, place my hand into his side, I will never believe. For Thomas, Christ is not risen indeed. So Thomas, he often gets the moniker, right? Doubting Thomas, disbelieving Thomas, skeptic Thomas. Often we focus on Thomas. Why did he, Thomas, doubt and disbelieve? To look at our gospel reading today is not to see Thomas, but to see Jesus. To see the crucified and risen Jesus Christ, our Lord and God. The gospel, the good news, after all, is not about Thomas, it's about Jesus. His death, his life, his resurrection. In other words, it's not about us. It's for us, but not about us. Jesus is the center of the gospel. It's his good news, the good news of the risen Jesus. Faith comes from receiving this good news about Jesus. And in John's gospel, it's told this way, as we hear at the end of our gospel reading today, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in these books. But these are written, these signs, these words, that you may believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the ultimate Word of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Jesus does lots of signs in John's gospel, signs that include turning water into wine. And now the greatest of all signs Jesus does is rising from the dead. These signs recorded in these words point to who Jesus is, our Lord and our God. And just like signs right out on the roads, signs on our phones, they tell us something today. Signs in the Gospel of John communicate to us about Jesus who's risen and the living Lord of all. Thomas misses all of the signs, the cues. They're all there in John's Gospel. You can explore and lay them out beautifully. All of the signs of Jesus. Seven acts of wonder. Seven words like, I am the bread of life. I am the I am. Thomas has been hearing these and seeing these too. From our gospel reading today, John chapter 20. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples told him about this sign. We've seen the Lord. He said to them, unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, place my hand there in the side, I will not believe. These things, these signs, John's gospel ends today, are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. There does persist, and I think it's true in reflection on this passage, it's been seen in the history of Christianity as they comment on this passage, a tendency to put ourselves in Thomas's place. We do not see the risen Jesus either. We walk by faith, Scripture says, not by sight. We have signs, but we haven't seen the ultimate Jesus yet. We see him in hidden ways. We communicate that by faith. We believe that Jesus is Lord and our God, but we do not see. We live right between that first Easter when Jesus is risen from the dead and the final Easter, the final resurrection, what we heard about in the Revelation reading today, the last day, the end of all things. We live in the tension and that struggle of faith, the now, not yet. We know the ending, but we haven't reached it. We trust, a living trust in the risen Jesus. Faith follows the signs, puts them together. Jesus found in the Word, the Scriptures for us. We have the signs of Jesus recorded, marked, read, given to us. Jesus, though, the risen Jesus, him we don't see. And there also persists the tendency to waver in our faith and trust and commitment to Jesus and his word, to waver, to crash out, to burn out, for our faith and trust to weaken. We see other signs around us, signs of sickness, signs of anger, signs of blame, signs of pain. They all point us away, don't they, from the sign of Jesus? Faith comes from receiving the word. And if we're actively not receiving it and marking the signs in the word, no wonder our faith and commitment to God wavers. Why wouldn't it? Our Lord and our God, Jesus Christ, he doesn't want our faith to waver. He's given us clear signs for support and hope. Jesus, the living and risen Lord, wants us to realize and receive always his abundant everlasting life. He always wants us to have this. Remember, the gospel of Jesus is about Jesus. The good news of Jesus, and not our failure to read signs and our tendency to waver in the signs. It's about his sign of forgiveness, life, and salvation. The gospel of John, then, is full not only of signs, but of personal resurrection moments with Jesus, where the signs become so clear they're for you. Jesus is risen, and he appears in the gospel of John to Mary Magdalene, who can't see him at first and thinks he's the gardener. And Jesus calls out, not by sight, but by sound. Faith comes from hearing. Mary, the good shepherd, has called her by name. And she believes. There's the sign. By name. Mary. The risen Jesus is ascending to his Father and our Father. He now says to Mary, our Father, to whom we pray. We have peace and openness with our Heavenly Father, all because of Jesus, his death and resurrection. And a little later in John's Gospel, right after our Gospel reading today, the risen Jesus appears in this personal resurrection moment right to Peter. The same Peter who denies and forsakes Jesus three times. And what sign does Jesus give personally to Peter? Three times of restoration. Three times of forgiveness. Three signs, these words of reconciliation. Personal resurrection moments in John's gospel with Jesus. Personal signs that point to the risen Jesus. The awareness in the heart of what this means. Now Jesus gives this to Thomas too. He gets a personal resurrection moment with the risen Jesus. Notice Jesus does not lecture Thomas. He wants to give him this personal sign right for him. 8 days later, meaning a week from Easter, his disciples were inside again and Thomas was with them. The doors were locked. Jesus came, says, peace be with you. He says to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands, put out your hand, place it in my side. I'm beside you now, Thomas. Do not disbelieve, but believe. And Thomas answers him with the classic Old Testament confession of faith, my Lord and my God. There it is. He has nothing else to say but praise. Jesus says to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. And you know, there's another little sign here. Another sign here about this word blessed in John's gospel. Because you know, you can also translate it probably a little better as happy, content, at peace. Let's try that one. Content and at peace, Jesus says, are those who have not seen and yet believe. Is that a good description of us? To just focus on Thomas here in our gospel reading misses the big picture. It completely misses the star of the scene, the sign of all signs, the risen Jesus. And wasn't that Thomas's problem all wrong? When you focus on doubts like doubting Thomas or skepticism or all this disparaging signs of our times add them up, Don't we miss seeing and receiving the gospel, the good news of the risen Jesus? And what does Scripture say about all the wrongs that we see? What covers them? Love. Love covers a multitude of wrong. The love from the side of Jesus for Thomas and for these disciples. We don't see the wrongs anymore. We just see the love of Jesus. After all, it's His love. It's His good news. It's good news about Jesus who is risen as our Lord and God. Where in our lives today are we distracted? Where are we burdened by many things? Distractions, right? Where in our hearts have we displaced the star, Jesus, for other loves, other desires? Where is our focus? Where is it? If our focus is only on the doubts and the disbelief, that's all we're going to see. Have you ever found yourself just fixated on one thing wrong? Have you? One thing wrong. Like seeing one mistake, one little mistake, and missing the masterpiece. You ever do that? I confess I do. The masterpiece. Is it not there, the empty cross? The masterpiece of love in Jesus. He's risen, right? His death, our life, His resurrection, our peace. Christ lives forever. There is forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ. Hope. It's all there. Contentment. God, our Father's masterpiece of raising Jesus from the dead. And in Jesus, Scripture says, God makes all things new. We're part of that, aren't we? One sign at a time of this newness. We live, do we not, between that first Easter and the final Easter, pointing to that final Easter from the first, connecting the signs of Jesus. He's the vine, Jesus says. We're the branches, another way to connect it all in Him. Apart from Jesus, we can do nothing, yet in Him, look at the signs that we can show. To focus on the mistakes, the stumbles, the wavering, the hurt, to miss the masterpiece of it all, one sign at a time. The gospel, the good news, is about Jesus. His signs are given personally and directly to us from His word to our hearts. Happy and content and at peace, Jesus says, are those who have not seen and yet believe. To be content and at peace like this, it's not a superficial feeling. It's not happy that comes and goes, but it's contentment. It's peace to weather the storms, to realize that Jesus is risen for you and me. Because He lives, we can face the next day. We live content and at peace in His abundant everlasting life. The Gospel of John ends with Jesus knowing that our faith and our trust and commitment has a tendency to waver, to fluctuate, to falter. Our Lord and our God knows that we have the tendency to focus on mistakes, even our mistakes, our denials of Jesus, our disbelief in all of His promises. That's why Jesus appears to Peter to clean that mess up and to show him the sign of His love, which covers the multitude of those wrongs. And that's why Jesus appears to Thomas to move from skepticism to the possibilities of hope. We receive again, do we not, the sign, hidden in a way, is it? But it's there, personal resurrection moment of Jesus, His word, signs that point to His power, His life. The gospel is, after all, about Jesus. And to focus on Jesus is to see His abundant life, to see amazing possibilities. You know, I remember seeing something in India when I saw Thomas's traditional grave. And you know what? It didn't really mention anything there at the grave of Thomas about Thomas. It had in very large letters that even I could read. It said, "My Lord and my God." Thomas gets it right. In the confession of his end, there's a challenge for us. There is much to dismay us, to lead us away from seeing who the risen Jesus is. Jesus is here again through His words, signs pointing to His abundant life. Keep that focus. on the masterpiece of Jesus, our Lord and our God. Happiness, contentment, peace. That's what Jesus shows up in his word to bless us with again and again. Amen.